Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks woman is charged with killing her two infant children. Fairbanks police report that 23-year-old Stephanie LaFontaine faces first and second-degree murder charges in the suffocation deaths of a 4-month-old in 2015 and a 13-month-old last year. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes says the child murders have law enforcement at a loss.
How do we even imagine that? As a justice system, how do we make this right? And unfortunately, there's just nothing we can do to make this right, to make it better.
Police say the 13-month-old brought to the hospital not breathing on November 20th, 2017, resulted in police looking into the September 2015 death of LaFontaine's 4-month-old, who died of similar symptoms. Police say their investigation found that LaFontaine had done internet searches for ways to suffocate and other topics that indicated she was researching how to kill. Chief Jukes noted extensive police work that went into the case.
Our detectives have been working this case. Avery Thompson has been working this case for 9 months, thousands of hours. And we've estimated that if we printed this report out, it would be over 100,000 pages.
Chief Jukes also credited the victim's family for their help with the investigation.
They trusted us. They stuck with us, and they allowed us to work this case and trusted that we would bring this to where it is now, and we were able to do it. They shouldered the grieving process alone, and we're going to bring this out to light and hopefully provide some kind of closure to them.
Jukes urged the community to acknowledge that these types of crimes happen and to do their part to stop them.
This isn't a one-off. We've had several infant tragedies and small children tragedies over the last year or two. Think about, what can you do? What is your span of control? Where does your life lie that maybe you can make a difference?
Stephanie LaFontaine was arrested yesterday and is scheduled to be arraigned on murder charges today. The Pogo gold mine is being sold. Officials with the Japan-based companies that own Pogo say they are selling the underground mine northeast of Delta Junction to an Australia-based firm for $260 million. A Pogo news release says Sumitomo Metal Mining Company and Sumitomo Corporation will transfer all interest in the Pogo mine to Northern Star Resources by October. Sumitomo Metal Mining Pogo spokeswoman Wendy McNaughton says Northern Star officials do not anticipate any impact on the mine's 320 workers.
Northern Star is really intent on continuing the normal operations at Pogo. They are keeping all the employees. The employees will maintain all their normal terms and conditions. And really, it's business as usual at the mine.
The news release says Northern Star is a major gold producer that operates numerous underground gold mines in Australia. McNaughton says Northern Star plans to continue expansion of the mine, where Sumitomo officials have been planning to exploit new gold prospects discovered in recent years.
I can tell you they're very optimistic. As they say, they don't buy mines to close mines. They buy mines to extend the life of mine. And to really invest a lot in exploration and to grow operations. So they are very optimistic. I don't think the purchase would have happened if they were not.
The Pogo mine began operation in 2006 and has produced over 3 million ounces of gold. A clarification on a story that ran yesterday about the 40-mile caribou hunt. The harvest in Zone 4 along the Steese Highway in the White Mountains ends tonight at midnight, while the remote Zone 2 and Zone 3 hunts along the Taylor Highway will remain open. Zone 1 is already closed. I'm Dan Bross.